America tonight. Some of you might still be a little chilly. The weather playing some tricks on us. Should be in the 80s, and in fact, in a lot of the nooks and crannies, we were looking at 80-degree temperatures, and suddenly a massive dip into the 50s and 40s. Talking about a bunch of snow hitting Denver. And yes, Coloradans are used to getting snow, but really, and they have seen it actually a couple of times in May, but it's still not the norm. I guess you never say never when it comes to the weather. It'll never snow in May. Just cross that out of your vocabulary, because there's always that possibility, always that kind of a possibility hanging over our heads these days. Keep everything in layers and make sure you keep your coats out. That's my best advice. All right, we're going to zig and zag in a couple of different directions, as we usually do here on the show. Some of the bigger things of interest, I think, coming out of Washington includes the fact that 100 days in, Obama feels pretty good about his second term, and in fact is saying that one of the things he promised, closing Guantanamo, needs to happen. It's costing too much money, and he's tired of keeping it open. However, I think the cost of moving everyone from Gitmo would be that much worse. And honestly, I don't think it's going to happen. Probably part of this is because of the riots that have now gone on in Guantanamo and some of the hunger strikes, which has led to panic at the White House. Geez, we said we were going to do something. We need to do something. So talk about doing something. And this is what's come up. All the committees that were supposed to be formed, looking at other options, really went by the wayside. Some prisons were thrown out there, the names of some prisons and what they would do to some of the local economies. One of them was located in Illinois, but that's as far as it ever got. It never went beyond that. So for POTUS, the focus on Gitmo and the focus on immigration reform and guns seems to be the major play at the start of the as I said, 100 days in, still the start of the second term. I think it's about what deal did I promise and what can I now close? What can I get off the books and move on from there? It's very scary when you think of this ricin incident, because it came on the heels of the Boston Marathon. So automatically, what are we all assuming? Oh, great, there's one massive terror attack against the United States. Turns out the guy was just a nut with a wild axe to grind, or so it seems anyway, James Everett Dutschke, who is now in prison. And from a dust mass that tested positive for ricin to a dump of a coffee grinder, the mailing of the poison, that's where they could piece this case together against a Mississippi man. Just a week ago, he was described as a Buddy Holly type, a Randy Travis impersonator. Remember, it was the guy who was, they were saying, was responsible for this, and Elvis, Paul Curtis. And people were saying, ah, he's nuts. He's just a little kind of crazy, a little nutty, a little off. But Curtis wasn't the guy. So he's free after getting hammered for a week. And now this 41-year-old is locked up. The documents explain what led the cops to arrest him, but not why he concocted the poison and sent it to the people he did in the first place. Why did he pick the president? He picked Senator Roger Wicker and Sadie Holland, a judge in Lee County, Mississippi. So why were they the targets? There had to be some reason for that. And there are some theories floating around. But I think it's scary, the timing of it, ultimately, that one person gets blamed for it and sits in prison for a week while Dutschke could be doing whatever he was doing. And here was a guy who was, was known for martial arts and a bunch of other things, and also had some some friends that are shocked that he had anything to do with this, but they had, like I said, they had a box with latex gloves, the dust mask, an empty bucket of floor adhesive, a coffee grinder, and they're testing all of it. It came back positive for ricin. So you go from there, and it's this guy. They're connected to this guy. But Dutsky was trying to say that he was innocent. He had agreed to the FBI search to help clear his names, that he had nothing to do with the letter. Could it be mistaken identity? I'm going to say I think not. I believe this time they got the right person, and luckily he didn't slip away, because, boy, that would have been so easy to take that time where somebody else was in prison, they thought it was him, and use it to plan what your next move is going to be. And it seemed like he was just melting in and was going to be fine until the tests came back. Whew. They pretty much have nailed that shut, barring some kind of mistake on the end of pushing him all the way through his prosecution. But most likely that's not what happens. Apple is on the rise once again. Now, every time you think of Apple, what do you think of? Steve Jobs, of course. But the S&P closed at a huge record high. The NASDAQ finished at its fourth highest level in more than 12 years. So what gives? People are spending money. Stocks are rising. Some people, anyway. Because Apple rose to almost 3% Tuesday. The company took another giant leap in the direction of the largest sale of corporate bonds ever. They're expected to offer $17 billion worth of bonds on Tuesday. That's a lot of bonds to move. Another reason we might see that the stock market is doing so well is home prices have jumped. Consumers might be feeling better. The S&P Case-Shiller 20 City Home Price Index, that's how they base it on, was higher than expected, 9.3% in February, marking the biggest gain since 2006, near the height of the housing bubble. People forget about that, but that was right near the height. It's really true, the market can swing on some super negative news, but there was so much confidence heading into the day. You knew it was going to be a decent day, probably a decent day for any kind of an investor, and just watching some of the blue chip stocks. Don't want to dive too deep into that. Just interesting that Apple's stock is back on the rise, because it kind of had zeroed out and actually dropped back down to life after jumping up so high. Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to look at this House of Horrors case that is going to the jury. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I'll give you all the details. There are some interesting things going through our legal system right now, and this is absolutely one of them. It's a big one, stone's throw away from where I grew up, and it has to do with a doctor. I'll explain in just a few. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Thoughtful emails. We are going to the mailbag in our next segment. If you're listening to me in Spain, in South America, in the UK somewhere, in Australia, or perhaps you're listening to us in Japan, we have 2 million listeners in Japan. Seriously, I can't make this stuff up. Send me your thoughts any time of day at americatonight.net. Click on contact, and just like that, boom, you are in, and let it fly. Or you can let it fly here, Gitmo, fair or foul. Are you just sick of it? Your tax dollars are paying for it, by the way. So you do have a vested interest on a couple of fronts. If you're listening to me in Ottumwa, Iowa, or Burlington, Vermont, or northern New Jersey, or perhaps New York City, even Dallas, Texas, we all are in this together because it's your money. You pay taxes, tax money, funding some of what's happened, well, funding Gitmo. So it is our money. We have the serious problems of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and his band of merry men and some other terror detainees. Their countries, by the way, their native countries, for the most part, don't want them. So we're stuck with them. How do you do the due process and be done with it? Should it be done in the United States? Would it move faster? And does it just make more sense? Close Guantanamo down. My thought is no way can you close it down right now for a couple of reasons. One, there's no place to go and no place to pay, because then pay for all that. You'd have to move everybody now off of Gitmo safely, securely, think about this, and get them to a facility in the United States. The bullseye, the target, some of them for terrorists in other areas to try to send us a message, I think would be a pretty big bullseye. I do. Some people would say, oh, that just poo-poo that. But I don't know. I think you're inviting trouble if that were to happen. And that now it doesn't matter because the president can talk about that all he wants. But the money to do that, there's no place ready, number one. And the money that it would take to pull the people from the island would be way more than what we're already paying for the situation at Gitmo now. There was a reason it was set up in the first place. So it shouldn't have been set up if that was the idea. No, this is the way it's going to be. So are we correcting mistakes from the past? Are we trying not to make mistakes in the future? That's the kind of stuff that you got to say to yourself. So every single one of you listening, when there's a bunch of different things I could talk about, this is something to pay attention to because it affects us. We pay for this. This is a chunk of your coin and mine that do go toward Guantanamo. When it's all divvied up, it's going, some of it's going in that direction, without a doubt. I wanted to make sure that we hit on this because this story has now been talked about for like 2 years. And when we think of courtrooms, and some of us are freaks for Law and Order and all the various shows that invoke, you know, the fake courts to show us what it's like in criminal situations, whether it's, I guess, the modern day Good Wife or any of the versions of, you know, Law and Order. This story exploded. George Zimmerman had no idea what hit him when he shot Trayvon Martin. So now the case takes another twist. As I said, we've been talking about this for over 2 years. By choosing not to invoke Stand Your Ground before his trial, George Zimmerman is taking a huge risk. He's at the craps table because he's passing up the chance to have a judge dismiss, just completely dismiss, his second-degree murder charge before he even gets to a jury. The lawyers are saying, his lawyers, that they want a jury to decide the case concerning the death of Trayvon Martin, the unarmed black teenager last year, because of its significance. They are saying its national significance. And I think there's more to it than that. First of all, the Stand Your Ground law, which is about the right to self-defense for people who feel threatened outside their homes, that's a big thing there that was going to be tugged about anyway. And a defendant can ask the judge to grant criminal immunity before a case goes to trial. He had that chance, Zimmerman, Tuesday, and declined it. So in doing this, it creates, in some minds of some people, maybe a strike against him, though, for potential jurors who are following the case. And in the Trayvon Martin case, it'll go to trial June 10th. Already it's here almost. And finding an impartial jury, man, that is a huge task. It's like I've asked this question, how many of you really think you have a jury of your peers should something happen to you criminally and you find yourself in a situation you can't believe and you didn't do it, but you don't have serious bucks to get the best legal representation? What do you think your chances are with that jury of your peers? And when there's a lot of publicity in this Zimmerman thing, there's certainly been mega publicity. Who does not know who George Zimmerman is? It means they've never turned on the tube or listened to the radio in their life or picked up a newspaper. I can't imagine. I can't imagine that people aren't aware of it. So this is going to, the jury selection process, I think, is going to take a while because they tried to get it moved and it didn't get move. So Stand Your Ground is that, you know, it still could end up being the linchpin of his defense when the trial starts, you know, because this is that pretrial stuff, because he's saying he acted in self-defense back in February of 2012 when he shot Martin to death and he's pled not guilty. He says Martin attacked him first, but it really, this whole thing inflamed all kinds of things in Sanford, Florida. And Zimmerman is a former neighborhood watch volunteer who says he has and has had some of those people talking to the media, has had many black friends and has black friends, so it's not anything racial on his part. But all this stuff will definitely be pulled up when this trial starts, and this trial is, there's going to be tons of focus on this. This is that same area, Casey Anthony, her situation, her trial, her situation with her daughter, which, by the way, the saddest part of that whole thing is she's done, she's gone, she's off, and the daughter does, there's no justice for Kaylee Anthony. I mean, so who killed the daughter? Do we know who killed the daughter? We can speculate. Maybe her name is Casey, but a jury finds her not guilty. So by our legal system, she is not guilty. And if she didn't do it, then who did it? Was it some weird flip-out accident and there was a cover-up and that was suggested or some other such thing? But bringing her up, I'm bringing her up because I think for the Zimmerman trial in that same area, what will happen is you'll have people that will want to go and be in the courtroom, and they'll line up late at night, and they'll be, they hand out tickets. So you'll be handing out tickets to people to try to get a seat in that courtroom to watch what could be a pretty historical kind of trial, at least from the Florida point of view, with the stand your ground defense, because this is pre-trial. So waiving it in pre-trial, it'll be a different story once they go to trial, probably. And the whole self-defense thing and that claim is going to be the big, is really the crux of the defense team's argument. So this will all be part of what we'll see played out. And in Florida, it could change the way some people think about stand your ground, absolutely, for sure. So it's kind of an interesting twist that he did that in the pre-trial and decided not to use it, but probably comes back around once the full-on thing, you know, once the full thing goes to trial, that changes everything. But if the publicity for this will be huge, especially in those summer months, that's what you'll see. It'll lead all the nightly news as you'll be hearing people talk about it right and left. All right, coming up here on America Tonight, we're bailing to the mailroom. A lot of you had stuff to say about the mother of the Boston suspects and her insistence that her sons are not responsible for what happened at the marathon, and a few other twists, things that you wanted to mention, including the FDA okaying the morning after pills for girls 15 and over. The right decision or the wrong decision? We'll see what you said next when we check the mail.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Gardenerscreen.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
And we're going to do that, but I wanted to tell you something quickly here at the top. So many of you love Nail the Score, and during the football season, we do this fun game called Nail the Score. Not predictably, but unpredictably, the game of the week is chosen by our supercomputer. You call in and you tell us who you think is going to win and what the final score will be, and you could win some fabulous prizes. So I just wanted to say I am a known Eagles fan. Somebody sent me the odds for the NFL teams winning, each individual team, for winning the Super Bowl. Future odds. So Philadelphia Eagles, 55-1. Worst odds on the board, Oakland Raiders, 200-1. Jacksonville, also 200-1. And you can just guess at some of the best odds. The best odds are like the 49ers, 6-1. Broncos 7-1, Patriots 8-1, Seattle 9-1, Green Bay 12-1, and so on down the line. The Dallas Cowboys 33-1, and the mothership is in Minneapolis, so the Vikings 50-1 odds. On that note, what are the odds that we're going to the mailbag next? Pretty good.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. So this is our first one that comes to us from Hank, listening in Florida. Hank says, America Tonight, I know you've been following the Zimmerman trial closely. I've heard a couple of the guests on your show, one of them a reporter who covered the Anthony trial talking about Zimmerman. And I have to say, this is one of these cases where there's a chance that Zimmerman may be overreaching and could lose and end up going to jail, but it depends on the stand your ground law and what happens with self-defense. I think this is going to be a huge case for self-defense, and it depends on what the prosecution comes up with. I'll tell you, I don't know how good the odds are for Zimmerman in not doing any jail time. Well, it depends on all the things that you just talked about and that I talked about. What are the odds? The odds are that, of course, jail time is a possibility because whenever you go to a jury, juries are unpredictable. That's why in a case where somebody has a lot of money, they will pay somebody to do a mock jury, and you'd be surprised what you can learn out. You have somebody in a hotel room, they've got a jury comprised of almost the same kinds of people you have on the jury, and they're trying to handicap questions and everything else. Of course, that costs thousands and thousands of dollars, and Zimmerman won't have that. So, yes, naturally, it is a gamble as to whether or not he's able to, whether or not he gets off or he does jail time. But the interest will be huge. The interest in Gitmo and closing Gitmo or not was huge on this show. This from Jake, our pal in Austin, who says, "Yo, yo, sister, I've been listening to you for quite some time." You already know that, because I email the show endlessly. I think closing Guantanamo would be a big mistake. The president talks about how much money is being spent and how necessary it is to close Guantanamo for various reasons, but I think he's all wet on those various reasons. I believe that his second term is all about campaign promises from the first term, trying to pay off all those debts. When he starts to get nailed about not closing Guantanamo Bay is when he revisits it, and that's what I believe it's all about. Here's another one from Joe in Illinois. Joe says, "Gitmo, closing, kidding, stupid to do that. Where or where would they bring that prison? In Illinois, we are paying through our noses in taxes. There are so many problems, and adding to a prison facility here, to be honest, really probably wouldn't make that much of a dent anyway. So why bother? Why not just leave it as is? The move would be crippling in trying to get all those people off of Guantanamo. Leave well enough alone, at least for now." Yeah, I think no matter what, leave well enough alone because of the cost. You want to talk about how much costs would skyrocket, and the answer is it would be a tremendous amount of money if the if Gitmo, were closed because of having to move the inmates, build out a facility that would cost millions of dollars. There absolutely is a lot of problems with that. All right, the morning after pill, there's a lot of problems that are solved, some say, by having the availability of a morning after pill for 15-year-olds. Boy, I must have been naive growing up because that's the last thing I'm thinking about at 14. But the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is saying that they did approve the availability of the Plan B one step. It's emergency contraception, if you don't know what it is. It's the pill without a prescription for women 15 and older. This is just weeks after a federal judge in Brooklyn ordered the FDA to make the morning after pill control pill, birth control pill, available to any women any age without a prescription. So there are a lot of, I hate to say it, but it's true, there are a lot of people in the pharmaceutical game that are salivating over this because the FDA's approval of Teva's current application for Plan B one step is huge. I think it'll be interesting to see what happens here as far as watching it, tracking it on the shelves, and the access to emergency contraception. So here's one that Connie says, "Man, oh man, 15 years old and they can go ahead and do it without a parent knowing, I think is a big mistake." available without a prescription to all girls and women, at least for goodness sake, make them 18 and out of high school. So, yeah, 15. Here's another one from the Coal Man. The Coal Man says, I believe the controversy surrounding emergency contraception is and should be, it should be controversial because it's just another pill to interrupt pregnancy. And wouldn't it be more dissuasive to some of the young girls who are sexually active not to do so for the fear even of being pregnant? You know, they approved Plan B in 1999 because of what's happening now. It's not a surprise that it's taken this long for the information to be cleared and jump all those hurdles. The pill sells for about $50. But thinking of a eighth grade girl running into a pharmacy to get this really, really saddens me. I think it says something about our culture. It is kind of, 15 is young. 15 is so young, although tell that to a 15-year-old, and they'll be very upset, but 15 is really young. Here's another one from Dan. Dan says, thumbs down on the morning after pill, emergency contraception. If you can't remember contraception in the first place, I'm sorry, emergency contraception should not be for you, shouldn't even be offered up. And the fact that we include teenagers who are so young and being able to get this by themselves, I think is just asking for trouble. All right, let's jump around here. Here's another one. Well, actually, I got a ton of email, but I wanted to be able to hit that morning after pill and also talk about Gitmo as well. There have been also some developments in the bombing case, namely the DNA matched, there's no matches with fingerprints, but the lawyers have, Catherine Russell has spent many hours with investigators while the family, they're saying the widow is telling the family that they can have the body of Tamerlan. And nobody's claimed the body. Catherine Russell doesn't want the body. When the body's released, she wants it to go to her in-laws, not her. That's what she released in a statement, that she spent many hours over the past week with law enforcement types of all variety and continues to cooperate in this whole Boston attacks thing, but says she had nothing to do with Tamerlan Snarnev's idea of blowing up the Boston Marathon finish line with his younger brother. And we keep going back to the thing that's the worst part of the story, that we had this guy in our sights and he slipped away, that he was interviewed, and that the agency that interviewed Tamerlan Snarnev said that he is fine, he's cleared. They didn't think he was in any way, shape, or form engaging in extremist activity. And I just think, how could you not see that? How did they not see that that's what was happening with him? And if they had realized it, what a difference from the FBI and the CIA and how many others on the ground, they would have been able to take him out pretty quickly. Coming up on America Tonight, a little bit of history for all of you as we go through the 121st day of 2013. Stick with us.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Youngevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
America tonight. The Stones are getting old, man. They just ran out of material. We are going to, coming here in a few minutes, we're going to actually check the day and go back in our history machine and tell you some of the things that happened on this day in history. But before we go there, let's reach out to Rick in Illinois and find out what's on his mind. Hello, Rick. How are you? A computer malfunction. Rick, I'm trying desperately to get to you, but I can't. Oh, no! They must be doing some surveillance on me or something, because I'm getting the red circle the red circle of death. Do you know what I'm talking about when you have a computer? Because everything's computerized and you try to go to it and you can't go to it. Rick, you're just going to have to wait, buddy. You're going to have to park it for a second here until we can get away from the red circle. Sorry about that. Oh. We were almost there, too. We were almost there. Oh, can't do it. Can't do it. Call back in, Rick, and we'll try and get you on America tonight. Ugh, hate that. Computers. That's what happens. All right, as I said, today in history, there's some interesting moments. That's why I wanted to look at that. You know, usually I go back and what's the definition of insanity when you're doing the same thing over and, you know, over and over again? And history is, there's another saying, history is bound to repeat itself if we're not careful. And, you know, that's exactly, in some cases, what we see, especially when you look at wars and you go back and you look at the major causes for war. You know, we can go back and look at some of the battles that have been fought and some of the losses and look at some of the religious reasons for war. It's like even with Iraq, the Shiites and the Sunnis and the Kurds and how all of that unraveled and the part of the reasons why that unraveled. So anyway, some of the highlights include on this day in history, besides some of the relatable war things I'm going to hit here, if we go back to 1786, Mozart's opera, The Marriage of Figaro, premiered in Vienna. If anyone's an opera fan, you know how huge that is. In 1911, the song I Want a Girl by Harry Van Tilzer and Will Dillon was first published, just like the girl that married dear old dad. That song is popular in piano bars even still. In 1931, New York's 102-story Empire State Building was dedicated. Singer Kate Smith made her debut on CBS Radio on her 24th birthday. In 1941, the Orson Welles motion picture Citizen Kane premiered in New York. In 1961, the first U.S. airline hijacking took place. A Miami electrician commandeered a National Airlines plane that was en route to Key West, Florida, and forced the pilot to fly to Cuba. Does anyone remember Tab? Sometimes you see it. You see the empty cans of Tab for people who are going antiquing and stuff. Those sometimes will sell them in antique stores. But in 1963, that was the first low-calorie beverage. In 1971, believe it or not, the passenger rail service Amtrak actually went into operation. How about that? 1971. All right, some of the stuff that I was talking about with when we go back and we look at the history of wars and things that have been subverted too, certainly that has happened over the years. I mean, almost any day in history we could go back and we could talk about treaties and whatnot. Like in 1707, the Kingdom of Great Britain was created. There's a treaty merging England and Scotland that kicked in, and there you go. You know, there are 244 days left in the year, believe it or not, 244. 10 years ago, President George W. Bush, co-piloting an S-3B Viking, landed on the deck of the carrier USS Abraham Lincoln off the California coast. Standing below a banner that read, "Mission Accomplished," he declared that major combat in Iraq was over, but also said there was difficult work that remained ahead of what had happened there. 1 year ago, in a swift and secretive trip to the Afghan war zone, President Bush signed an agreement vowing long-term ties with Afghanistan and other Americans. Combat forces returned home, America's. Hundreds of activists across the U.S. joined worldwide May Day protests with Occupy Wall Street members in several cities leading the demonstrations, and in some cases they're clashing with the with the police. And looking at some of the other highlights, see some of the stuff that's happened in history is some of the sadder things, like earthquakes and whatnot, because 10 years ago there was that 6.4 quake, 177 people in Turkey, if you remember when that happened. I can remember that because I had a friend that had just come back from Turkey. Also, I can remember in 1960, I remember talking about this on the show with somebody who was supposed to, somebody who was supposed to be involved in something as a result of this militarily. The Soviet Union shot down an American U-2 reconnaissance plane and captured the pilot. Remember Francis Gary Powers? Remember when that happened? Long, long time ago, but created a huge ruckus, as it should have, in capturing the pilot. And I mentioned birthdays when we were talking to Stephen Shohet in our first hour. Carol Burnett, 80 years old. She's not the only one celebrating a birthday. Rita Coolidge, pop singer, or country singer kind of too. She's a crossover person from the 70s. 68 years old. Hall of Fame jockey Steve Coffin, who rode the last Triple Crown winner, affirmed, is 53. Country singer Tim McGraw is 46 years old. Movie director Wes Anderson, rather, is 44 years old. Actor Bailey Chase is 41 years old. And actress Carrie Bishi from Argo is 29 years old. How about that? And, boy, that still is a movie that resonates so much with me. For rock musicians, if you know Johnny Colt, Johnny Colt is 45 today, and there's a singer-songwriter who's pretty popular, Ray Parker Jr., 59 years old, wrote a lot of pretty big hits. And then Nick Fortuna from the Buckinghams is 67 years old. You know, as I was talking about the Rolling Stones there, some of these groups, man, that's the one thing, if you have a following, it's about that, they call it building your tribe. If you have that tribe, some of these rock stars, no matter how old they are, can always get somebody to come out to their concert, and some of them fill pretty big venues into their fourth decade or so of music, which is pretty commendable to be able to stretch your career through four different eras. To be able to do that and still, as I said, sell tickets is good. A lot of times some of those rock stars end up playing festivals where they're much smaller crowds, but some of them can still make a good living, like Pat Benatar makes millions every year and doesn't have to do near the touring that a hot rock group would have to do. Anyway, you get a little taste of America tonight. We like to zig and zag in a couple of different directions. Keep this number handy and call us sometimes, 855-266-5283.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.